All right, Jason, so let's talk a little bit for the areas that you cover, which includes eastern North Dakota and northwest Minnesota. What are farmland valleys doing as of late?
So it's a little bit of a surprise. So in 2018 in North Dakota, land values were up nearly 2%. And the North Dakota Department of Trust Lands compiles that data on an annual basis. What I like about the data that comes from the state sources as opposed to just individual real estate agents or firms is the numbers might not be, if you were looking for what values were worth in Walsh County, North Dakota, you know, there's so much varying degree from county to county and even within a county. But it just shows, you know, good general trends throughout regions and states. Minnesota was up about 4.5% last year. Although there's no official data yet for 2019, you know, in general, land values have held their own. In some areas, they're slightly softer. There have been a few pockets where there's been a lot of land on the market. And even though those sales have gone remarkably well, you know, there's just not the demand out there to eat up a whole bunch of land. So we'll see a little bit of slippage in those areas.
And so, Jason, I know you kind of broke it down into three segments, but tell me a little bit more about why these values have held steady despite the low commodity prices.
Sure. So probably the biggest thing is there's limited supply of land on the market now, and that's been a big stabilizing factor. You know, in general, if you look at the Red River Valley, I think American Crystal has returned to its prominence, and in those areas that it serves, you know, those guys have done better than the average farmer. MINDAC has had some problems down there. You know, so that's been kind of a big key. And there's also, you know, even though there are some farmers that are struggling financially, there are still people who have money back from the boom years earlier this decade, and they're still able to buy land.
Where do we see these land values going, or are they going to hold, you know, this at the steady pace for quite some time? What are we, I guess, anticipating there?
Sure, that's a great question. You know, obviously, we all wish we had that crystal ball. I think one of the things that at least sitting here at the end of June, that we're maybe fortunate in our part of the country, just as a, you know, kind of a general outlook, is you know, the crops got planted for the most part. You know, look to be in pretty decent shape, and we've seen some turnaround in the commodity markets. So, you know, we've got a long ways from now until harvest. You know, to have a crop and see where those commodity prices are at. But in our area, you know, it probably seems more hopeful than other parts of the country to maybe things see things, you know, stabilize or continue to stay stable. You know, for now, we're in fairly decent shape, and there's just a lot of factors that'll, you know, determine where we're at heading into fall.
For this area in particular, we're fine. We have a crop in. You know, for those areas that have had water sitting on their land all spring long or maybe didn't get a crop in, does that have an impact on their land values or just kind of generally speaking?
Yeah, it's bound to have an impact. You know, I think because we've seen multiple years of low farm income because of overproduction, low commodity prices, it's got to be a big concern for those producers in those areas. Just without having cash flow, you know, there's bound to be some issues on the lending side of it when there's, you know, no income. And, you know, crop insurance is all right, but, you know, some of those areas just haven't seen the preventive plant like we've seen up in our part of the country.
Anything else we need to keep in mind when it comes to land values?
Just one thing of note is during the boom years, so, you know, probably during 2011 to 13, 14, we really saw land sell year-round. It didn't matter if you had a land auction in the spring, summer, fall, winter. Things were clicking on all cylinders, so it didn't really matter the timing of the year. But we're really back to a more traditional land sale season. I do have one sealed bid for some CRP in Grand Forks County coming up in mid-July. But other than that, when you look at the real estate firms or farm real estate firms throughout the region, there's not a whole lot for sale right now. So we're back to more of a traditional fall to spring sales season.